Or would you just call it a ditch?
I'd call it a ditch. We used to call them gullets, of course. It's a ditch. I ring on the side of the road, and then South Carolina and Florida, they all of them have water in them. I don't know what you'd call them any different from a ditch.
Okay.
They may have a name for them. I passed them, but it didn't stop.
They wouldn't have told you what they were anyway.
I think they wouldn't have mentioned it.
What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
A stray. We got plenty of them around this country.
What name do you have for the gentle sounds that horses make at feeding time?
I reckon they neigh. I don't know. We never have had anything but ponies.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't feed them.
What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this that children like to have?
A pudding bone.
Have you ever heard that called a boy bone?
No.
Okay.
Wishbone or pudding bone. That's the only two things I ever heard.
What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's grown back again.
I don't know.
Okay.
What would you call it? Tell me so.
I don't know. I wouldn't. This it's not in my vocabulary either. But the possibilities down here.
I know there should be a name for it. But now we had alfalfa. It's the only thing that we ever used to use that we cut and came back. You know, you kept coming cutting all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, now some of the possibilities they have down here are aftergrass, aftermath, rowan, lattermath, second crop, second cutting, and volunteer.
Well, I would it's think nice. A second crop would be the only thing that I could have ever thought of.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't have thought of any
because
of them.
Because first would be a first, you know, and then a second, anything that comes back the second time, but if it's second or third time, I don't know what you'd call it by the time. I know we got clover around out here in my yard lawn, got two or three patches of it, and it comes back 10 times, I think, in the summer, and then that stuff can they bloom overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You can cut it 2 days and flower, by the late fall, it'll start trying to come back and bloom again before you cut it down.
What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
What are some other things that can be made out of cornmeal in the kitchen?
Oh, well, you can make you mean muffins or something
mm-hmm.
like that? Oh, yeah, muffins. You can make pancakes with meal in them, of course. We make hush puppies. That's a form of cornbread, though, to me.
Do you put onions in those?
I put in hush puppies, huh?
Uh-huh.
I put mixed flour, though, and meal, equal portion.
Uh-huh. And you fry those?
Mm-hmm. Drop them in spoonfuls in deep fat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Make balls kind of out of them. You don't make balls, you just drop them and they fry irregularly shaped.
Uh-huh.
They puff up kind of round.
Well, now, what about cornmeal dumplings? Have you ever had
any? Never have made any cornmeal dumplings.
What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Okay, that's what they used to call it. I never did have it.
Okay. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Spoonbread.
What do you call bread and loaves made out of white flour that's bought at the store?
I say a loaf of bread. They used to call it light bread when I was a little girl, though.
All right. And that could be store-bought as well as homemade?
Mm-hmm. Call it light bread, I reckon, because we didn't say, you know, the salt rising bread, they call all of that, and it has yeast in it, it rises, but I reckon they call it light bread because it did rise.
Mm-hmm.
Made it lighter than just plain biscuit.
What do you call a round pastry that's got a hole in the middle?
Donut.
Okay. Did you ever have homemade donuts?
Mm-hmm, I make them.
Oh, you do? Well, now, do you make them with yeast or do you make them with baking?
I made them both ways.
Uh-huh. But you call them donuts regardless mm-hmm. of which way you make them.
I tell you, my family got an old recipe for years and years of crullers.
Mm-hmm.
And I make...